Isaiah chapter 7. In the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, King Rezin of Aram, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up to attack Jerusalem, but could not prevail against it. It was reported to the house of David, Syria has allied itself with Ephraim. His heart and the heart of his people were shaken, as the trees of a forest tremble in the wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, Go out now to meet Ahaz, you and your son Shear-Jashab, or a remnant will return, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool on the road to the laundry washing field. Tell him, Be careful, be quiet, and don't be afraid. Do not be timid because of these two stubs of smoldering sticks, because of the fierce anger of Rezin, Aram and the son of Remaliah. Aram, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have planned evil against you, saying, Let us go up against Judah, terrorize it, and rip it apart, and divide it up for ourselves. Let us set up a king, the son of Tabeel, over it. This is what the sovereign Lord says. It will not stand. It will not happen. For the head of Aram is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. Within 65 years, Ephraim will be shattered in pieces, so that it will not be a people. The head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Remaliah's son. If you will not faithfully stand firm, then you will not stand at all. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, Request a sign from the Lord your God. Ask it either in the depths of Sheol or in the height of heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask. I will not test the Lord. Then Isaiah said, Listen now, O house of David. Is it too small a thing for you to try the patience of humans, that you want to try the patience of my God too? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, a virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel, God with us. He will eat curds and honey when he knows enough to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows to refuse evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring on you, your people, and your father's house days that have never been since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, the king of Assyria. In that day the Lord will whistle for the flies from the remotest part of the rivers of Egypt, and for the bees from the land of Assyria. They will come and will settle in the ravines between cliffs and in the crevices of the rocks, and on all thorn bushes and at all the watering holes. In that day the Lord will shave with a razor hired from beyond the Euphrates River with the king of Assyria, the head and the leg hair, along with the beard too. In that day a man will keep alive a young cow and a couple goats. From the abundance of milk they will produce, he will eat curds. For everyone left in the land will eat curds and honey. In that day, every place where there used to be 1,000 vines worth 1,000 shekels, it will be overgrown with briars and thorns. With bow and arrows, one will hunt there, because all the land will be full of briars and thorns. All the hills that used to be dug with a hoe, you will not go there for fear of briars and thorns. It will be a place for cattle to graze and for sheep to trample. Isaiah chapter 7.